Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold the phone. JCPenney bonus bucks are here.
Ooh.
Spend 50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks.
What?
Come and get your bonus with JCPenney bonus bucks.
That's so bonus.
Hurry in this Thursday through Sunday to earn while you shop. Spend 50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks. Earn today, spend today. JCPenney, style and value for all. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/bonusbucks for details.
Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
As usual, Scott, your instincts are excellent.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday here on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Nick Coit and Scott Cordishy with you. Second hour of the show here, and we've been talking some Red Sox throughout the show today along with the Patriots. And here to talk more Red Sox is Alex Speer of the Boston Globe joining us this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it as always.
You betcha, guys.
So last night, the Red Sox, a 5-4 victory. Rafael Devers, the big home run to propel the Red Sox to the win. Nine games to go, four up in the division. I think last night you look at that game, though, and you say the way that Rick Porcello came out, shaky to start, and you bring David Price out of the bullpen, something that John Farrell had talked about, this team had talked about. He goes 2 2/3 and seemed to really maybe give us a preview. It was clutch, and it sort of gave us a preview of what David Price could be in the postseason. What did you think of Price's outing last night?
Well, he continues to strike out a lot of guys going through pretty powerfully through an opposing lineup first time through the order. That's actually something that had been characteristic of how he had been pitching earlier in the year. He had been dominant that first time through the order, and then he had kind of his stuff had backed up, or at least he hadn't sustained the same excellent results going through the second time and third time through the order. So for the postseason, that's a pretty big deal because you're seeing a lot of starting pitchers being asked to make it no more than two times through an opposing lineup. So that kind of leaves a lot of at-bats to be handled on the road to Craig Kimbrell. And so being able to see Price come out and just, you know, shut down the Reds over the course of basically one full time through the order, that is a difference maker. And if you have a game where, let's say, a Drew Pomeranz or an Eduardo Rodriguez is out in the fourth or, you know, is done after four or five innings, yeah, that's a big-time bridge.
So the statistics back it up, Alex, then. If first time through the order, that gives you, what, 9-10 hitters. That probably gives you 2 2/3 like he had last night, three innings out of a bullpen, and that could bridge the gap, like you said, because it seems like going into the postseason, the weakness for the Red Sox, if you're talking about pitching, is that third, fourth starter role, because you've got Sale and you've got Pomeranz as your 1 and 2, and then 3-4, say Porcello or Eddie Rodriguez is out there, 3-4 innings go through and they're a little shaky. This is a guy that can bridge the gap and play the role of I don't want to compare him to an Andrew Miller, as has been documented, but he could play that sort of role as a bridge guy to that back end of the bullpen.
Yeah, well, he would provide length. Now, the difference between someone like Price and someone like Miller is that, you know, Miller was going out there, and anytime the Indians had a lead, he was physically ready to go. Price might be, we still don't know how frequently Price is going to be able to get into games. So he might be a guy who you would see, let's say, twice in the division series or three times in a seven-game series. He might be able to appear more than that. We don't know yet. That's kind of the interesting X factor there. But the idea of being able to provide length in an outing in a relatively short start. And again, starting pitchers in the postseason average basically five innings a start. They are pulled more aggressively. Being able to be a guy who's able to give you 2 to 3 innings out of the bullpen, which is, you know, which has been excellent, by the way. Like the Red Sox, what the Red Sox bullpen as a group has done shouldn't be underrated in terms of propelling the team to this point. But But nonetheless, you know, what you saw from David Price is kind of another level from most of what you've seen in their setup, in most of their setup crew throughout the year.
Talking with Alex Speer of the Boston Globe, my co-host Scott Cordisci is on the line, I believe, with us right now. If you want to join in on the conversation, Scott, you there?
Yeah, Alex, I apologize. I don't know what happened, but I lost the station, so I'm here on the phone. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Scott?
Good, thanks. So, Alex, I know you guys have talked about the whole David Price thing. I'll be the first to admit, a week ago on the show, I was one of those guys that really felt like, why not try to stretch him back out and maybe have him as an option to be plugged into that playoff rotation? But after seeing him perform out of the bullpen this past week, I'm kind of excited about the fact that he can maybe assume this role as that bridge between the starters and the back end of the bullpen and Reed and Kimbrel. So I take it you feel the same way?
I don't know that I would say that I have a definitive sense of which is his more valuable role. I mean, you know, in theory, he did build up his pitch count yesterday to roughly 40 from having been at 20 in that first outing. So, you know, is it more valuable for David Price in a postseason series to make one five-inning start and then maybe be available for a game five out of the bullpen? Or is it more available to kind of chop up the leverage situations that he can that he could pitch in, perhaps pitch as many as, you know, perhaps pitch twice or three times in multi-inning workloads? It's an interesting question, an interesting dilemma. And honestly, I think that you could make either case based on yesterday's game, because the fact that Porcello wasn't overpowering, you know, and the Price did kind of, you know, just rip through the lineup that one time. It does give you a moment to pause and say, would the Red Sox be better off with Price being that additional starter in the rotation, or are they better off having him as the kind of in case of emergency, break glass, multi-inning reliever?
Alex, you were just getting into talking about the back end of the bullpen and how good it's been for the Sox. I look at a guy like Addison Reed right now, and I say that addition at the deadline looks massive right now. His last nine outings, he's given up four hits, hasn't given up any runs. He's been striking people out left and right. How good has Addison Reed been, and how much has he added to this back end of the bullpen?
Well, he added a lot to the bullpen because of the simple fact that that up until his acquisition, the Red Sox didn't have a setup man who had been very effective in retiring both righties and lefties. Everyone had heavy splits. All of the right-handed pitchers were good against righties, gave up either a lot of hard contact or a lot of walks against lefties. The lefties, by contrast, i.e. Robbie Scott, had been pretty effective in terms of neutralizing lefties, but had gotten hit hard by righties. So Addison Reed came in as the one guy who John Farrell was capable of putting up against the middle of an opposing lineup, and letting him handle righties or lefties and getting guys out. David Price now represents another.
Alex, in regard to, you mentioned Porcello, is this a guy that John Farrell and the Red Sox can count on as we look toward the postseason? It's amazing that we're even saying this about him, given that he's coming off of a year where he won the American League Cy Young Award. But, you know, last night's start was disconcerting if you're thinking about, you know, putting together your playoff rotation and making him a part of it. So is this a guy you can count on as you look toward the playoffs?
Well, I think that I think it's fair to ask questions, given his inconsistency and the lack of kind of just consistently dominant outing. You know, there's a bit of a dice roll there, but you at this time of year, you kind of trust the track record of over a broader period of time, his ability to give you a little bit of length in games. Basically, you're basing your decision on upside. And with Rick Porcello, the upside is like seven shutout innings, right? Like, you know, his prior outing had been pretty dominant. But you're in postseason mode, which means that if you see a first inning like you saw yesterday, then you have the bullpen starting to work in the first inning.
Scott, last night we saw, or I'm sorry, Alex. I was looking at Scott's call line with two guys on the phone. It's tough to keep track of them. Laura's laughing at me right now. I was like, whoa. So Rafael Devers last night, Alex, three-run home run. Again, this kid's 20 years old, and he's gotten a couple of big hits now as you've gone through the stretch run. Were you, at the time when they brought him up, were you in favor of bringing him up? Because it really, he had 20 home runs in the minor leagues this year. He seemed to hit at every level. He only played 9 games in Pawtucket, but he seemed like he was hitting the ball well. He hit 400 in those 9 games. This kid's just come up, and he's just given you something in a spot at third base that you didn't have a ton before. So were you in favor of the move when they brought him up, and are you surprised at how much he has added to this team so far since being called up?
I thought that he would hit at the major league level. I thought at least there was a decent chance that he could kind of burst out of the gate before the scouting report got out on him, and give the Red Sox a little injection of offensive life. That's kind of what happened, right? He was 3-for-20 games. That didn't hit any for what his next 28 games before yesterday's home run number 9. I didn't think he was ready defensively, so honestly, I was a little bit skeptical about the move. He made 4 errors in those 9 games in Pawtucket, and I thought that he wasn't going to have a well calibrated clock for major league defense at the time that he came up. That's kind of been playing out over the last few days. He looked really good initially over those first 20 games or so, but recently he faltered. He has good defensive tools, but at a time when given how much the Red Sox have been built around run prevention, I thought that was a little bit aggressive. He played defense so well and hit so well that he proved that he obviously wiped out. He overcame. He was better than I forecast, certainly, and made more of a purely positive impact at the time when the Red Sox really needed it. You cannot expect a 20-year-old to come up and make the kind of impact he did. He transformed the Red Sox season. It was pretty remarkable.
When you think back to that home run off of Aroldis Chapman, and that just such a big hit and a turning point in the season, because the Red Sox, taking that victory really helped them to get to where they are right now, 4 games ahead.
Yeah, certainly. Again, it was during that stretch where the Red Sox really kind of found their footing and were able to assert themselves a bit in the American League East at a time when things looked like they might be slipping out of their grasp. He was a central offensive force in their kind of most important stretch of the season. In the first half of August.
Scott, you got anything else for Alex here?
Yeah, just a question about this lineup and this offense as we look toward the postseason. They've been inconsistent this year. Obviously, we all know that they've missed that big bat that David Ortiz provided in the middle of the lineup. Hanley's been very inconsistent. Your thoughts, Alex, as the playoffs near? I know sometimes playoff baseball is kind of a different animal in that, you need to get good pitching and you need to get timely runs. It's all about hitting with the runners in scoring position, maybe manufacturing a run here or there. As you look at this Red Sox lineup, does it give you confidence heading into the playoffs, or does it give you, pause for concern?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's reason to be a little bit skeptical about what their offense is going to provide, simply because it's been inconsistent throughout the year, as opposed to the kind of wrecking ball lineup that has been Houston, which has been amazing throughout the year, and then Cleveland has been just a force in this last month especially. The power that's being supplied all over those two lineups is at a different level than the Red Sox. So the Red Sox are really reliant upon, as you said, timely run scoring, and they have the guys to do that. Look, Mookie Betts or Andrew Benintendi or even Devers has shown that in bursts they can be they can produce the kind of offense that can carry teams. But it's a question of whether or not the bursts come at the right time. So they have fewer of those guys than the teams they'll be presumably facing in a division series or a championship series. But they also have a pitching staff that's really, really good and has shown shown the ability to shut down at times even good offenses.
Last one for me, Alex. You're such a fantastic stat guy when it comes to following you on Twitter. Is there any stat maybe that you'd keep in mind or something to keep in mind for Red Sox fans as we round out the schedule and finish the last nine games here?
Oof, I wasn't ready for that one.
You're such a great stat guy. That's why I threw it out there to you.
I guess, you know, so Rafael Devers now has 29 homers between the big leagues and the minors. If he hits one more, he would become the first 20-year-old in the Red Sox organization to hit 30 home runs in a single season since Tony Conigliaro, and that's including the minor league. So we're looking at something. You know, it's kind of interesting to appreciate the fact that this is kind of once every 50 years power that we're seeing from a 20-year-old. It is a pretty startling debut.
Tony C. Wow, that's a heck of a comparison. Hey, I threw it out there, put you on the spot, and you came through, Alex. I love it.
All right, glad not to disappoint.
Hey, thanks. Alex Spear of the Boston Globe joining us, and thank you. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you probably when the postseason comes around in October.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks, Alex. All right, so that's Alex Spear of the Boston Globe. We will take a break. We will come back. We will finish up Southern New England Sports Saturday, the last half hour of the show. Scott will be here via cell phone, and we will come back. We'll talk more Red Sox. We'll talk more Patriots. We'll take your calls, too. 401-737-1287. Text us 37937. It's Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Hey! What's up?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.